Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hand of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." So the Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel for today is the great hymn, the Benedictus, an exalted form of a Jewish blessing prayer that helps us grasp the meaning of all that is to come. Zachary spells out what is to happen in this Gospel, and indeed in the lives of those who read the Gospel and with care and diligence. This lyrical evocation of God's kindness towards humanity engages us in all that is to follow. God will fulfill his promises both then and now. God will enter my limited experience and begin there the work of salvation, if I can allow that to happen. The celebration of Christmas challenges us to a very special kind of attentiveness. We settle into the description of the people of God and attune ourselves to the promises of the covenant. Then, in a dramatic turn of phrase, Luke, they call it, recapitulates and intensifies this poem prayer. "And you, my child, shall be called a prophet of the Most High." I like to think that this phrase can belong to each of us during this Christmas season, that you and I are called to give voice to the Word of Life as he comes into the world, our world. I believe that each person is a unique word uttered from the mouth of God, and in this holy time, we're called to realize the true value of our lives in praise and service of our God and in love of our brothers and sisters. It's really good to spend some time with this thought and the full meaning of God's call for each one of us. The Word became flesh, we say, and dwelt among us. It seems to me that one of the most necessary and exciting expressions we can have in life can be found as we ourselves attempt to give voice to this Word in our own life and experience. And in the world today, there seem to be just a terrible silence. I think that one of the most wonderful things that we can do in our observance of the Christian feast is give utterance to the Word of Life in our own humble circumstances. We need to find our voice. In a culture at large, perhaps you've observed what I refer to as highly disappointing cavalcade of clowns who curry favor with people by clever sound bites and politically correct platitudes. They're really not helped by the media people at all, who pursue the inflammatory and the trivial, more interested in making news than getting at the heart of things. Is anyone really speaking from the heart and soul? On the one hand, we find voices that are fond of war, exclusion of people and refugees, who tolerate an economy that rewards the rich with very little trickle-down effect on the poor. Or at the other extreme, one finds people who substitute sociology and for morality and are lost in a storm of contradictory opinions, preferences that really fail to choose what is truly good. We all have our personal opinions and can contribute to these opinions and to the political process. And we'll do that. But doesn't our world long for a more compelling word that speaks to the heart of things? I think I'm starting to hear the beginnings of such a voice, but I need to hear a whole lot more. And that's the work of this time. Pope Francis has begun the dialogue with his attentive presence to all peoples and their sufferings. He clearly articulates some of the problems with a great, loving, and merciful heart, and reaches out to those who are suffering. But he will not provide us with the answers. His "Who am I to judge?" alerts us to the possibility that he wants to more fully develop a voice in the church and the world, which is so much more than the conjectures of the hierarchy or some privileged elite or holy expert. Francis needs to hear our voices. You, yours and mine. In these holy days, we need to voice our welcome of God into the lives of our loved ones and into our world. One of the most stimulating things I've done in this Advent was caused by an article in America Magazine which encouraged me to look again at the documents of the Second Vatican Council on religious freedom. As we engage in dialogue with Islam or for a more difficult conversation with self-satisfied professional unbelievers closer to home, it's good to review where we have attempted to move from blindness to light, narrow provincial self-certitude of the past, to honest, respectful dialogue. I would resent some so-called expert half a world away making decisions for me or pretending to give voice to my faith. I'm very encouraged by Pope Francis as he leads us into a world of dialogue. As he travels the world, we're charmed by the friendliness and respect he shows to the people he encounters. Could our church, on every level, cultivate such an outgoing and friendly attentiveness to the people we encounter? And you, my child, we echo the beautiful words of today's gospel hymn, you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, yes, you, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. This is the attentiveness and freedom that I would pray for, to make these words my own. This is the beauty I would hope to voice. This is the time of our lives when we could come to life in the promises of our Savior, that the dawn from on high might shine upon us, even us who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the way of peace. Come to life in this holy time. Find your voice in this holy Christmas season. Welcome Christ, the Savior.